Welcome to our final video. It's a wrap-up for John 15, Remain in Me. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. It has been so meaningful for me, and I've grown so much through the challenge of teaching and developing homework. It's just been a steep learning curve, and you've been so gracious to me. I finally felt like I hit my stride on the last video, that I kind of loosened up in that cold, dark room of where we take the videos and found myself again. But you guys powered through with me, and I'm so grateful. It's just been a joy. And I just wanted to bring us back to just an overview of John 15, which is truly a discipleship chapter. It's where Jesus is telling his people, this is how you do it. This is how you stick with me and how I will transform you and the world through my message. And so really, when we're thinking about John 15, we're thinking about following Jesus. And in 1 John 2:6, where it talks about walk as Jesus walked, that those who claim to follow Jesus will live like Jesus, and that seems so far out of reach. But here's what the word means in the Greek. It's parapatio, and it means to follow, to make progress, to regulate oneself or conduct oneself in the pattern of another. And so we are making our way one step at a time and conforming to the pattern that Jesus has laid out in his life. So it's not a pursuit of perfection that is expected immediately. It's a pursuit of Jesus's perfection empowered by the Holy Spirit in us, where our responsibility is to abide in the vine. Our vine is Jesus. He is the one in whom we find that we get to be called children of God. He is the one who gives us life and access to God. He is our source of life and sustenance. And so maybe your next step towards Jesus, or my next step towards Jesus, is seeing Jesus as our life. Maybe it's to view our vine dresser appropriately. Maybe it is to view him as the careful, loving vine dresser of Isaiah 5 that says, what else could I do? What else could I do to help you choose life in me? And so the God who sent his son to die for you is the vine dresser. That is a great love, more than any of us can fathom. And that is the heart of the Father to his children. Maybe it is that step of abide that is your next step towards Jesus. What does it mean to find yourself in Jesus, to crave him more than anything, that he alone is the source of life, that we attach ourselves into and draw from every moment of every day? Abiding is to love him with our heart, soul, mind, strength. Everything that we are is focused on him and getting life from him. Perhaps it is the step of letting the word abide in us. How are we getting the teachings of Jesus into our heart and mind and soul and strength? How are we allowing his word into us so that the Holy Spirit can transform us? Then let's obey my commands. We can't know his commands if we don't know the word. The word from Old Testament, Genesis to Revelations, all of it was authoritatively given by Jesus and God. God and Jesus are the God of Genesis through Revelations. All of this scripture is just God breathed and valuable for every aspect of life. And so how are we getting into that? How are we learning what his commands are that we may obey them through the power of the Holy Spirit? And then finally, are we loving each other? Because that seems to be the kicker on what's gonna show the world that we are Jesus's. That is where our best witness is. And so we can only do that if we are firmly grounded in Christ and getting his life source into us, that it may flow forth to help us to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Finally, if we are doing that, we are going to be different than the world, and the world will reject us. But that's okay, because that means that we reflect our master, and that's a source of encouragement. And are we finding encouragement in that? Are we too close to the world? Or are we so close to Jesus that we're starting to reveal what is not right in the world? That our lives themselves reflect Jesus and the master so much that we are seen to be his. And then that we are not alone. The Holy Spirit is given to us. He is on earth as a witness to God and to Jesus, but he is also given to us to empower us, to make us more holy, to help us walk as Jesus walked, to give us what we need to make that progress towards Jesus. And so those are the aspects that have come up in John 15 that God is inviting us to go back, reflect on our homework, and hear the voice of the Spirit. What is that one step closer to Jesus that he is asking us to take? Again, remember, it's not perfection. It's allowing the Spirit to transform our lives into lives that reflect the Master. Our one job is to abide and to let his word abide in us. I think my takeaways are, getting back to basics. Always checking in. How am I abiding? Is Jesus, is God the thing I spend all of my energy on? My heart, soul, mind, and strength, is it directed towards him? How am I letting that word in? Am I obeying the thing that God is calling me to obey? How is he forming my character to reflect him? And am I agreeing with him in that, in my action and my effort? And then, am I loving my brothers and sisters well, if that's my best witness? So for me, it's just going back and allowing God to examine me, show me what that next step is, which is to love him best so that he can enable me to love others. So again, thank you so much for being with me. This has been such an incredible privilege. I pray God's best in your life, that he will prune you, that you will abide, that much fruit will be born in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you will find his joy to be full. God's best is my prayer for you.